This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I'm going to mix my metaphors right here at the top. Apologies in advance. We are, in fact, going to do a little forest for the trees with this morning's release of the December Consumer Price Index. But what we've got here just as a headline is a little bit of half full, half empty. Consumer prices were up 6.5% over the past year. That is all in, which is to say with the always volatile food and energy components. And 6.5%, as you know, is way more than 2%, which is where the Federal Reserve wants inflation to be. On the other hand, which I guess is actually a third metaphor, I'm sorry, inflation has been slowing since June. In fact, 6.5% is the smallest year-over-year increase since October of 2021. Marketplace's Justin Ho is on the glass half-full beat today.
On average, prices actually fell in December compared to the month before, when you factor in things like energy costs, which dropped, and food prices, which went up, but more slowly. Kayla Bruhn at Morning Consult says people notice that kind of thing.
So when you see grocery costs at least grow less quickly, that's something that I think consumers will be happy about.
Food and energy prices are notoriously volatile, so economists like to focus on what they call core prices, basically the cost of everything else. Bruhn says many of those prices have been coming down too.
Autos, for example, used cars have been dropping for a while. New cars also came down this month.
For months, used car prices were a huge cause of inflation. But Lizanne Saunders at Charles Schwab says the factors that pushed up those prices are largely behind us.
That reflected that point in time where, you know, new car sales were imploding because new cars couldn't be finished because there was no access to semiconductors.
Saunders says she's also watching the three-month average of core inflation. In 2022, that average hit 8%, but now it's down to just over 3%.
So that is clearly in the direction that the Fed would like to see. And unless we have some renewed uptick, that three-month annualized rate should continue to decelerate.
If that continues, Laura Veldkamp at Columbia Business School says it's possible that the economy could avoid a recession. Veldkamp says in the past, the Federal Reserve has brought down prices by engineering recessions. But now?
Given that the prices are falling without the recession, I would hope that we don't need to squeeze the economy so hard to cause a recession after that.
In other words, the Fed has plenty of reasons to reduce the speed of its interest rate hikes. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.